Articles by Fearlessly Courageous, written and read by Dennis Piller. The Ministry of Intercession and Travail, Part 2 of 3. What a deep hurt for a parent or grandparent to see a young child who does not develop properly, whether it be intellectually, emotionally, or spiritually. They can't seem to get out of the nursery of things, or the wiles of those younger years of rebellion. It pains us to tears to see the apparent inability to grow beyond the age of a child, and so we pray. It is the same in our church today. Can I be very direct and bottom line with you? I do not hesitate to say that it is an abomination to God that his children remain sucking on a bottle, sitting in a pew, waiting for the next message to bless them, and bless them more with the great words of wisdom that come from the pulpit. Look, I love the prayer of Jabez, but they remain in their pews. They remain on the sidelines of life. They never seem to engage and choose to join the army of Christ. It requires the death of our selfish old self and putting on the new you that Christ has called us to. Perhaps yours is a call to prayer. It says in James 5:16, the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. You know the scripture. Often the prayers that God has called us to is to strengthen and anoint his army of prayer warriors, to pull down the walls and to take up the positions on the front line and move through the birthing process that will send the church's sheep out of their pews and into the streets, bringing in the lost so that they may know the truth. And some of the lost include our children that may know about serving but have never really learned and developed an abiding relationship with Jesus. Travail is an actual ministry. To be used by God in this manner requires you, again, to be obedient, but on your knees, to listen and to hear God's voice, as he will direct you and he will give you the power of his anointing to pull down the strongholds that will set many free from their bondage. Look at Isaiah 66:8. It talks about travail and the birthing of God's children. Who hath heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Practically, that may have been a grandmother who prayed for that grandchild for decades through the ministry of travail, or that father who prayed for his prodigal and watched for him on the horizon. He carried the ministry of travail, breaking down those barriers that finally allowed that child to see the truth of God's love and forgiveness. And that child they saved may have been you. I pray you are beginning to see the seriousness of this call of God to pray with your family, to cover your families in prayer personally, to come out of your pew and listlessness into the ministry of prayer and intercession. Often intercessory prayer is not about being people conscious or even cause conscious, but it is being submitted completely to the Holy Spirit and how he would direct your prayers. Romans 8:26, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes with us with groanings too deep for words. Intercession and travail will often put you in a place of being a substitute for another person, covering them, putting a hedge around them, standing in the gap for them and perhaps even literally saving their lives as the Holy Spirit directs you completely. Travail is the second level of intercession. It is often a level of weeping and crying and groaning in the Spirit. It is on the level of birth pains themselves, bringing forth a new life and new birth in the Spirit. Like everything, we crawl before we walk, but we always move forward with the unction God has given us, obedience. I believe that intercessory prayer and travail is a battle cry of our spirit. Satan sets these mountains up against and around God's children and sends his demons and antagonists to beat them down. He creates this sensitivity in our feelings that separate families and marriages. It's what he does. But God raises up his intercessors and those with the ministry of travail to stand in the gap to help in those days of weakness and rebellion until they flee from the clench hold of the enemy. You may not even know who you pray for. Micah 4:10, be in pain and labor to bring forth, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in travail, for now shalt thou go forth out of the city, and thou shalt dwell in the field, and thou shalt go even to Babylon. There shalt thou be delivered, there the Lord shall redeem thee from the hand of thy enemies. Knowledge abounds in this generation, but wisdom remains scarce. The church is called to model what it means to be fully human, to suffer, grieve, travail before God, and to live life in fellowship and in a community of believers with all of their challenges with God. Jesus came to the grave of Lazarus 4 days later. The people with Jesus didn't know that he was dead then and were surely interceding for him. How could they not? But God allows Lazarus to get sick, suffer, and die so it would glorify God. A preacher once said, many say they have enough faith to be healed, but do they have enough faith to not be healed? What if our intercession is to strengthen them in the spirit of that truth? What if more people become converted through our death and our life? What if our sickness glorified God more than our health? This year I realized God doesn't need me to make more goals and plans, although they are scriptural. He needs me to make a total surrender first. Finally, starting today, I rededicated my life to Jesus and told him I was totally surrendered to him. He can take me and do with me as he pleases. What about you? Is God calling you to this area of prayer that has always been a battle? Surrender to him and his Holy Spirit will open your eyes to see in the Spirit, and he will be your strength. Step out, and his promise is to meet you there. The one who stands nearest to Christ will be he who has drunk more deeply of his spirit of self-sacrificing love, love that vanteth not itself, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, love that moves the disciple as it moved our Lord to give all, to live and labor and sacrifice even unto death for the saving of humanity. That last paragraph was written by Ellen White. Will you pray with me for a half hour sometime today? Tomorrow, part 3. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.